Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
What kind of life did you live before you became a Christian? Since you live in a world that historically has been impacted by biblical values, perhaps you were sheltered and protected from the evil attitudes and actions that characterize worldly people. If so, you're fortunate. This was not true of most people who became Christians in the New Testament culture. Take the Colossians, for example. Listen to what Paul wrote to them after they became followers of Jesus Christ.
Therefore, put to death what belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil, desire, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, God's wrath is coming upon the disobedient. And you once walked in these things when you were living in them. But now put away all the following: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and filthy language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self. You are being renewed in knowledge according to the image of your Creator.
Regardless of our background, becoming like Christ is a process. But thankfully, Paul gives us the key to making it happen. Listen again to what he wrote to the Colossian believers.
So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory.
Today, as a follower of Jesus Christ, let's remember this principle to live by. When we're saved, we're to demonstrate spiritually, morally, and ethically who we are in Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.